All right, so what about plastics? I want to talk about plastics because they are everywhere. They have been discovered by scientists now, microplastics, little tiny ones you can't even see. They're in nearly every human organ and tissue. So it's likely, I mean, almost certain that all of us, you know, even the cave-dwelling hermit that listens to my program in the Rocky Mountains, thank you for listening, cave-dwelling hermit, but even you are toting some plastic particles in one or more of your organs. Sorry to have to tell you that. And I know, Gary, I hear you. This is my regular detractor. I may got a few detractors, but Gary, he's always there for me. Gary's going to say, so what, Ed? What's wrong with a little plastic in your tum-tum? Okay, that's a good question for scientists, Gary, not me. And I am not a scientist, but scientists who have studied this, you know, the research shows that microplastics are not a good thing in your tum-tum or anywhere else. They can disrupt hormone and reproductive systems. They even accumulate in your brain. You know, and I thought about that. So how big of a cluster of microplastics does one have in one's brain potentially? And so I looked into that a bit, and it was a disturbingly large amount, potentially enough to fill a teaspoon. Now, presumably a plastic teaspoon, right? So I'm sorry, Gary, you may be okay with plastics in your body, but that's more plastic in my struggling brain than I can accommodate. So, I mean, the real question is, how do these plastics get in us? You know, say, through food, okay, I guess kind of obvious. You eat something that's plastic on it, plastic gets in you that way. But also just through the air we breathe, the water we drink. You know, yeah, actually you're breathing in plastic particles. You're drinking it. You know, and you know, I mean, plastics are made from fossil fuels, and I think we need to move beyond fossil fuels. I've been saying that for a long time. And plastics are another reason why we need to move beyond fossil fuels. And again, we might never get away from plastics 100%, but we should definitely be we should definitely be getting away from all the single-use plastic. I mean, this stuff is just worthless. There's no need to have all these plastic water bottles floating around. And I mean floating around. You know, there's the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, or as I prefer to call it, the Great Pacific Trash Vortex, because it kind of goes around and around in circles. That is roughly twice the size of Texas. Twice the size of Texas. It's huge. And there is so much trash in there. So much garbage. And again, mostly plastic, and it's unconscionable. And that's just one location for plastic trash. There's landfills all over the world. There are beaches in other countries that you cannot walk down because they are covered with plastic. And again, the stuff is in our bodies. There's a good film called We're All Plastic People Now. And that film, I think does a pretty good job at explaining what our problem is. I'm going to play you just a short clip from it.
Not only do we have the current amount of plastic that's out there, but they want to, in fact, triple the amount of that.
This is an experiment in which we did not consent.
It's alarming, to say the least, but let's remember, change is possible.
Yes, I always like to hear that change is possible. In this case, change is essential. And we can start by not drinking from plastic water bottles. I mean, I cannot believe how many events I go to that are sponsored by people and organizations who understand deeply some particular social problem or environmental problem even. And then they are asking you if you want to bottle of plastic, you know, not a bottle of plastic water, a plastic water bottle. Water in a bottle made of plastic. There we go. You know, I mean, we just got to stop using them. You know, when Kathy and I go out, we take cups with us, try to take utensils with us so we won't have to use the throwaway plastic utensils at some events. I mean, some of our hosts, lovely as they are, they're going to probably use plastic and one area that I think we can improve in, and I haven't even talked with Kathy about this, but, you know, we freeze the Bounty from our garden in plastic bags, and we have a lot of them. We have a lot of food to save up for the winter. And we reuse those bags, and we can reuse a bag for several years. But two questions. One, are bits and pieces of that bag finding their way into our brains and other places? Am I less cognitively functional than I ought to be because that teaspoonful of plastic from those bags is lodged in one of my brain lobes? I don't know. But beyond that, those plastic bags will end up eventually in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch or somewhere equally objectionable. So, certainly using less plastic if we can, to the extent we can. I mean, and I think as we think about it, as you dig into it, there's a lot you can do differently.